Dan, will Cindy be wearing any sort of special protective equipment, a modified helmet or anything like that? And how will his return affect your line combinations?
The modified equipment question, Sydney will be continue to wear the equipment that he's been wearing in practice for the last, since training camp started, and he's been practicing there with us. And I don't know specifically any of all modifications to that particular helmet. In terms of the line combinations, tomorrow, plan is for Sydney to skate with Chris Kunitz and Pascal Dupuy. And that's, you know, that's a line he's played a lot with in the last, you know, most experienced with on our team, and he will be starting that way with Sydney. So after that, we'll continue to leave James Neal with Danny Malkin and Jordan Stahl with Matt Cook and Tyler Kennedy, and possibly see Jordan move around as well with Malcolm.
Thank you, Dan.
Yes, thanks, Dave.
And the next question comes from Guy Johnson of WTA.
Hi, Dan. I know you can't really predict this, but having watched him practice now the last month or so, and what you know about him, how soon do you expect him to be back? I mean, tomorrow night, do you expect him to be right back to where he was, or how long do you think it'll take before he's playing like he always did?
Yeah, the expectation, you know, I think any player who's been in practice and hasn't been in games is now going to get back into games. I think it's a different game's going faster. There's different scenarios, more scenarios. You're talking about a lot of different things. But I think there's going to be, you know, a time before he totally feels comfortable and back to, you know, certainly to the level that he was playing when he went on that point streak in those games or he was at that level. But the one thing I think it's easy to see that in practice he's one of the best players on the ice. He's the best player on the ice, the speed, the way he plays the game. So he's going to bring that into the game tomorrow. It's going to take some time, and sometimes the game one is on adrenaline, and it takes a few games for players to get that back, the timing back, and to get the sense of the speed of the game. And even, you know, it's been close to a year for him to play, you know, a system, play, you know, have the expectations of where he needs to go on the ice, what we expect from our team. And so we've laughed about that a little bit today, and just and I need a refresher course when it comes to the rink tomorrow morning.
Question from
Dan, what limitations will Sydney have regarding his ice time and what situations you use him in? And also, does a guy like McIntyre become more of a factor? And what is your philosophy in terms of protecting him given the injuries he had in last year? I know you guys are a tough team to begin with, and will that be emphasized if he is to be taken care of by certain people?
Right. In terms of, you know, how we play and what we expect from our team, I think we showed last year and we show we're going to be a tough team to play against. We're going to be a team that plays a physical style, and I think we're going to be a team that backs each other up with our play, backs each other up with our when and if things get rough on the ice, and I don't think that's going to change regardless of who's in our lineup. In terms of ice time and minutes, in talking with players that are returning back, and, you know, Tyler Kennedy is returning back, other players as well, there's always a period where getting back to where your game is at, and you know, I think Sidney's adrenaline is going to be going so high tomorrow that it's going to be he's going to be tired out a little bit quicker than he normally would. He thinks maybe he's only going to be able to play 12 minutes tomorrow, and that's, I laugh because when Sidney Crosby gets to 12 minutes, he's certainly going to want the 13th minute to get out there if it's a situation. But it'll be, I don't know exactly what a number would be, but we're certainly not going to be rushing right back into 20 plus minutes where he was at before. But there are certain circumstances that if they arise in the game, he'll get into, you know, more if there are more power plays. There are circumstances where his minutes could get a little bit more than maybe even you planned, but it certainly will be watched and monitored, and we'll see how he's doing and what his conditioning level is in terms of game situation. So, that one I always laugh at, because when you get those guys in the game, they always want to go out one more shift, so I may have to time the bench a little bit. Thanks.
Coach, there are no more questions at the present time. Do you have any questions? Oh, we should do have a question from Mike Brain from USA Today.
In the practice, in the contact practices, how was he when he got hit? I mean, did he get, you know, game-style hits and stuff like that, or not?
Well, I don't think he got, any crushing blows in practice. He certainly had a fair amount of contact. He was around the net. He was with people. He a couple times got hit to the ice. A couple times had some contact into the boards and puck battle situations. And that happened over the course of a month or so, 5 weeks of having those situations. He certainly didn't, I think initially when he started, there was getting used to going into those areas, and the last 4 weeks, he's initiating going to the net, going into those areas, finding contact, winning pucks, and playing in that. So as much as can be done in practice, he's been getting that over a period of time, and some days more than others, but he has been hit and gone to the ice a couple times, and he has crashed into the net. So he's had some of that, and as our players find out, he's a hard guy to hit, he's a hard guy to go after and hit hard. So, he's had a fair amount of that, and I know he's confident in those areas. He's confident going to that. He's confident in that traffic area right now, and I'm confident you'll see him go to that hard tomorrow night.
You don't anticipate any hesitation tomorrow.
It's every player has to get back on the ice, and it's going to be faster and quicker in most situations than you get in practice. But to this point, he's been the guy who's been going to the net initiating, and I think he's been ready for that for a while as he's gone through his rehab and as he's gone and he's progressed and as he's gotten closer. I think he's continued to do that, and I think you'll see him do that tomorrow.
Okay, thank you. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
And next question comes from Dave Molinari from Pittsburgh Post-Gazette.
Dan, what was the final hurdle that Sidney had to clear to be allowed to get back in the lineup, and when did that happen?
He has been progressing and getting closer, and that's been happening over the course of the last week and a half or so. But really, until he went and saw Dr. Collins today, and they, in conjunction with Dr. Burke, they saw him today and talked to him and cleared him, and that was when the decision was made that tomorrow would be the day.
Have you spoken, or I'll put it this way, I assume you've spoken with Sidney. How does he feel about all this? Can you, is there any way for you to express that, how he feels about this?
I've spoken with Sydney. I spoke just the last couple of days and thought maybe we'd be getting closer and knew about the doctor today. And the only thing I can really say is that I would liken it to the sound you hear and voice of players that are going to go play in their first National Hockey League game. He's excited. He's anxious, and he's been wanting to play hockey for a long time, and as he's progressing, getting closer, I think anticipating to try to put that in the background and not think about that. But now that he is scheduled to play tomorrow, the anticipation has come to the forefront, and he's excited.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Next question from Wallace at the PSN.
Hey Dan, what kind of impact or reaction do you think it'll have on the player, your own players playing tomorrow? With the building obviously is going to be up and it's full of energy and emotion. Do you hope it's a positive one? Is there any concern that it may be such a show?
I think it's gonna when he came out for open introductions on the opening day this season, came out in a suit to the bench, I think you get a fraction of an idea what it's going to be like when he hops out tomorrow for right before that game, and he comes out the tunnel, and I think the building's going to be going crazy. But we've come off our road trip where we haven't played our best hockey, and I think it's going to be a boost for our team. I think our guys are going to be excited to have him in the lineup. It's excited to have him in the room. Excited to have him, be in his customary spot, a guy in our team. And I think, I think there will be some challenge for our guys to not go out and be a spectator and watch like all the fans are going to watch and see what happens when Sidney Crosby touches the puck for the first time. And that will be a challenge. But I think it's going to energize our guys and energize our team, and they're gonna feed off the excitement that's gonna be in the building.
And one other question: What did you learn, I guess, from your team as they went through this? Because obviously they were inundated every day with questions, and you dealt with a few other injuries through this time. Obviously, when Malkin and Staal, but did they mature a whole lot because they no longer had him to rely on for a while?
Our team has talked and worked and on becoming a team and not just Sidney Crosby and Kenny Malkin and not just relying on those guys, and we've tried to do that for a couple of years now with them in our lineup, and there have been key parts and key players, and we've tried to play a certain way, and I think our players believe in that, and without them, it certainly was tested by the eyes of the people looking at us. And when you win a hockey game or when you lose a hockey game, you immediately talk about the lack of people in your lineup, of Sidney Crosby, of Kenny Malkin. I think you saw our team learn we could be a good team. Our team believed we could be a good team. Our team really focused on how we need to play, and that's been a strength of the guys in that room, and I think that this year in particular, with the anticipation of getting Malkin back, and the anticipation at some point in time down the road getting Sidney Crosby back, there's a feeling of that we can be a real good team, and we've been able to win some hockey games here through the first 20 games, and starting tomorrow we're gonna see that team with Sidney Crosby back.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Next question comes from Max Popchak of 92.7 The Fan.
Hi Dan. This team, to a man, has gone up a notch in Sid's absence. And to what was said a moment ago, will it be a challenge, or do you foresee it being a challenge for your team to maintain the same sense of urgency it had and that it played with without Sid in the lineup?
We believe that's been a big part of our team, a big part of how we play. We think that's, you know, how we play as a team. I know our players are proud of that. They believe in that. It's part of what we bring to the rink every day, and I think it's part of what the expectations for the players in that room from each other. And that expectation is going to be there when Sidney Crosby gets back there as well. And there are concerns. You know, as a coach, you always, you know, we don't want to be in a situation where we just stand around and get caught up in watching Sidney Crosby play. I think we have seen him in practice. We've seen him do some pretty crazy things, and we've seen him at a high pace. So I think it's not going to be the first time we've seen him. Now, we do have to engage, and we do have to get to our game, and we do have to be ready to play like our team can, and that'll be part of the leadership of the guys in that room that have been doing that for the first 20 games and did that last year. I think that'll be the expectations for the guys in that room, and Jordan Stahl and Matt Cook, Pascal Lapuie, and Brooks Orpik, Paul Martin, and they have that expectations for each other, and you've seen them do that in the absence of a lot of players and play well, and we're certainly going to enjoy watching 87 go out there, but I also know that we're gonna want to get back and win some hockey games here after losing two. Thanks, Sam.
Can we go one or two more questions, please?
Actually, there are no more questions.
Perfect. Thank you.
Thank you.
Next question, Malcolm.